Schweitzer, Hillary Clinton sold access every day when she was Secretary of State. By Pam Key on November 21, 2019. On Wednesday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer said the Clinton Foundation was experiencing a sharp drop in donations for the third year following Hillary Clinton's defeat in the 2016 presidential election. Schweitzer said, "This the past year, the Clinton Foundation literally raised 10% of what it did in 2009, the first year that Hillary was Secretary of State, and the international numbers were even worse. They had all this money flowing in when Hillary was the chief diplomat of the United States." Curiously, in light of the testimony, the number one country for giving money to the Clinton Foundation was not Great Britain. It was not France. It was not Japan. It was Ukraine. All that money has now dried up, literally. The Clinton Foundation has had a hard time raising money because they don't have the influence to sell. They don't have power access to sell, and that, I think, is the primary evidence for what the Clinton enterprise was all about. He added, "One of the most interesting things that came out of the Podesta's emails a few years ago was an internal review that the Clinton Foundation data. Actually, at Chelsea's behest, they hired Simpson Thacher, the law firm, to sort of look at the Clinton Foundation. And what they found is, high-dollar donators had expectations of what? They had expectations of quid pro quos. That is the word of Simpson Thacher in their internal review. So you are quite right, with all the discussions in Washington and the impeachment hearings. It's remarkable to me that there is no interest in the Clinton Foundation. Just consider the testimony of Gordon Sondland and this whole issue of a meeting in the White House between the Ukrainian president and Donald Trump, which some have alleged was linked to them announcing these investigations. That's a classic example of access. The Clintons did that every day when she was Secretary of State." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.